And we've been talking about the garden so much on account of this particular season. And I've been wondering if the disciples had fought off their lethargy and held on in prayer as Jesus asked them to, just what would have happened? You know, I think this is one of the most pathetic sentences in the Bible, where Jesus said, "What, can you not watch with me 1 hour?" And I wonder if he does not speak that to some of our hearts today, as we have time for so many non-essentials, but we can't give him 1 hour in prayer for the furtherance of his kingdom and fellowship with him alone. We can't criticize these disciples, for some of us get sleepy before even 15 minutes have been spent in prayer. And one reason for this is that we greatly underestimate the importance of prayer and the power of prayer. Everything in God's word is promised to do. In that word, prayer can bring to pass. I want to say that again, that everything that God in his word has promised to do, prayer can bring to pass. Just think of that for a moment. Prayer can bring to pass everything that God has promised. What glorious possibilities it opens up, and what marvelous things could be accomplished. I just wondered what might have been accomplished if the disciples had stayed awake with Jesus and prayed on with him through that hour. For one thing, we read later that when he was led away by the soldiers, the disciples all fled. What a tragic bit of history that is. They all fled. They fled just when he needed them the most. What a terrible record from men who had walked and worked with him and sat at his feet hearing his words and watching his miracle-working power. I believe that if there in the garden that night they had determinedly fought off that drowsiness and prayed on and on, the record would have been different. It might have read, "They stood by him through it all, faithful to the last." And I wonder how the record might read of our lives and accomplishments if we would fight off our indifference and laziness and lethargy and determinedly pray on and on to the very last till we get the things that we're praying for. Why do we let go so soon? I just wonder so many times why we let doubts crowd in and give up so easily after trusting just such a short time. God has spoken, and he's promised. It's God, our God, that has promised, and he's Almighty God, and he will fulfill his promise to the last jot and tittle. He'll fulfill them. Why don't we hold on and trust on? Why do we get so lethargic? "Can you not watch with me 1 little hour, he says to our hearts also. And where is the unswerving faith that holds on and on with such tenacity and cries, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him"? And then to trust on and on in our Gethsemane. For I know, as David said, "I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." Do you hold on like that and say amidst your Gethsemane, "Oh, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance," no matter what the outward signs seem to be? Oh, that glorious little "yet" in that verse. "I shall hold on this little hour of trial, for I shall yet praise him. I shall yet see that which I have believed God for." You know, if they had prayed on there that night and stayed on with Jesus, prayed through, faithful to the very last, I believe that the sweet fellowship there would have been so wonderful for the Lord, such a comfort for him in his great trial. The word tells us that he sweat drops of blood through the pores of his skin. You know, it could have read that there was such a glorious prayer meeting that Christ was greatly comforted and made ready for the suffering and made ready for the sacrifice of the cross through their fellowship. But they didn't. They didn't, although he had pled with them and he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Abide here and watch with me." That's Matthew 26 and 28. You read the story in the 26th chapter of Matthew. But they didn't watch with him. I've been searching my heart. I wonder if you will. What of us? Have we watched with him in this crisis hour of our world's history, with godless ideologies on the forward move and crime on the upsurge and unbelief so bold? Have we truly been faithful in prayer? Have we given time to prayer, prayed through? Or can he say to us, "Can't you watch with me just 1 hour?" Maybe we are rather like Peter, following the Lord afar off. And now that's another thing that I believe would have been different if they had watched with him that hour. I believe it's possible that Peter would not have denied the Lord. He would have been alert and on his guard as to the devil's devices. For an hour in prayer puts one on the guard and brings such a closeness to the Lord that you just can't follow afar off. I often wonder what would happen if we would really give ourselves to prayer, pay the price in time and separation to truly draw nigh to God and hold on with persevering faith and earnestness. All wonderful things would happen. Is there something you've been asking the Lord for in little hurried breaths of prayer, restless and hurried, yet just wanting to pray but not wanting to take time from other things, just things especially? Half your mind and heart in the prayer, and of course you've not had the answer to your prayer. Oh, I think of these verses every time that I'd ever get careless in that way. And I like to take them and go into the garden alone, go a little farther. It says of Jesus, he went a little farther. We need to go a little farther, don't we? He went a little farther and fell on his face. And if we would go a little farther in prayer and fall on our face before the Lord and call with a whole heart, it would be as the promise in this verse here, in the day that ye call on me with a whole heart, I will answer thee. You remember what he said to Mary? He said, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen the good part which shall never be taken away from her. It would be wonderful to have the Lord say that to you. You've chosen the good part. That's something. These other things can be taken away, but that's something that can never be taken away from him. The last verse of this wonderful song in the garden, I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. But he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. And he walks with me and talks with me and tells me I'm his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there none other has ever known. Won't you watch with him one hour and see the answer to your prayer and see the change in your life and see souls saved, God's anointing rest upon you, his blessing. Oh, prayer will change things, my friend. Prayer truly will change things. God lives today. Let prayer change things. God bless you. Amen.